Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back to Saving an Orchard That Has a Soul. I am Justin.
And I'm Alana. And on our last episode, we shared just an overview, a little sneak peek of what we'd be getting into on our upcoming podcasts.
And today we will be talking about closing on the land and actually getting to know us a little bit better.
We'll be talking about the waiting, the hoops we had to jump through, and all the risks. Literally all the risks we took before we even had to call this place ours.
We did it. We're here. We closed on the land. We're finally Monarch Orchards, and it is ours.
Yeah, we're super excited. We finally closed on the land Thursday, August 28th of 2025. It was a big day for us. We waited a long time for this day, and there was a lot of emotions that came up. It was a lot to process that this land is actually ours.
No, it's been a wild ride. I couldn't be any more happier and definitely relieved. There's like a weight off your shoulder, you know what I mean? Like it's a nice
exhale of your breath, like
exactly.
Ours, we got here. We did it.
We did it, definitely.
Lots to celebrate between saying yes and actually signing those papers. It was a lot of sweat, a lot of stress, and a lot of, are we really doing this? And today we just want to celebrate that we finally got here. We want to walk you through that process, that wait. It was really over a year that took us to get to this point, and we just want to share that story with you. We also want to take the time today for you to get to know us. So we'll do a little bit of meet the owners, getting to know Justin and myself a little bit more. So I will hand it over to Justin. He can talk more about himself and who he is, where he came from, where you grew up, any farming experience that you have.
Well, I'll tell you, there isn't any farming experience up until the last 6 months. I am currently a operations manager for a landscape design and construction company. There's you know, you learn how to do certain things in my line of work, but nothing to the extent of running a full-on orchard or, you know, getting us to the place where we are now. For myself, I have a construction background. I've been working construction since I was 25, 24, maybe a little bit earlier. So it's definitely a different experience. It's amazing where we are and where I never thought I would get to in this place, but it's pretty cool. It's definitely cool.
And I'm Alana. I have the creative background. So Justin's more on the farming front. I'll be more on the marketing, creative, websites, events, all of that fun stuff that we have going on. I've been in the creative field probably over 10 years now, a little bit longer. We have three beautiful children. A lot going on in our day-to-day lives, from waking up in the morning, getting them ready for school, working full time and managing a business on top of this land.
What's your daily routine? You know, I know mine is I wake up around 3:45, 4 o'clock in the morning. I get myself ready. I try to make myself go to the gym every morning just because that's a good way to start your day. And then my work day starts at 5:30. I'm there until about 4:30. And then most nights I'll head out to the farm and try to start doing something while you have your hands full with three of the children and a full-time job, and I'm just out there enjoying the sun and the tractor.
Yeah, Justin definitely has the relaxing tractor mowing part of it, but he definitely works hard. I mean, he's out in the sun all day long with his full-time job, landscaping, and then goes to the farm after. So long days, long hours, and he's definitely up early in the morning. I'm up early in the morning because children, three of them, especially with Thea, waking up probably around 5 o'clock in the morning, I start my day as well. Then I kind of make breakfast, get the kids all ready. I work remote, which is nice, so I start my day around 9 o'clock and I end my day at 5. And then Justin will either head to the farm on some days or we'll kind of rotate out and I'll get some of the back end stuff done on the days that he's home. We'll eat dinner and then we put the kids to bed and we'll do fun stuff like make a podcast at night.
Or try to catch up on sleep. That's one of our main goals.
It all depends when we have the energy or not. I went to college down in Connecticut and that's where I met Justin. We stayed down there for a little bit and then we kind of ventured back this way when we had kids.
We moved back up here due to me getting a job working. And then here we are, married for 8 years, 3 kids, and new farm owners.
We're from Grafton, Massachusetts right now. That's where we're located. So we are commuting out to Charlton right now when we do have to go to the farm. All right, enough about us. So how did we land on Monarch Orchards, I think is the big question we've been getting from everybody. When I was little, apparently I just loved butterflies. I didn't realize it until my best friend Liz called me out when I was older and said, "You just loved butterflies when you were growing up." And it dawned on me that, oh, I actually did. Butterflies were just a huge thing. My room was decorated in butterflies. So that kind of just stuck with us and became our thing. We really related to that transformative process of a butterfly from caterpillar to butterfly and everything that they go through, everything that we've gone through, kind of related with us.
Yeah, basically, you know, it's almost like a new beginning that will blossom into this beautiful monarch butterfly. I think that was the way I perceived that you were thinking about it, was that we had this land that, you know, it needed a little bit of loving. It needed a little time to go into its chrysalis, not a cocoon, and turn into this beautiful butterfly.
Our aunt is a teacher and she tells us all the time that it's a chrysalis, not a cocoon. So it's funny, our children know that now. We didn't realize when we got to the land that there was actually milkweeds throughout the fields and we were just seeing monarch butterflies everywhere.
Yeah, there's a ton of butterflies throughout our entire property, which now suits the name for Monarch Orchards.
The name came before we realized there was monarch butterflies all over the orchard.
So from that point, we'll just lead you into how we are here from the beginning. You know, I started looking at this property, I believe last July, and Alana was 7 months pregnant with our youngest, And I think she looked at me like I was crazy, because I'm like, hey, there's this big piece of land. Not like we're going to throw three children and two full-time jobs right at you while you're pregnant. But what do you think?
And I was going through yoga teacher training while I was pregnant as well. And I just remember briefly after Justin said that, oh my goodness, I wrote this down in a letter when I graduated yoga teacher training at Hot Power Center on Grafton Street. They asked us at our graduation ceremony, where do you see yourself in a year? And I wrote down owning land and blah, blah, blah. And I was just sitting there thinking like, oh my goodness, you're crazy. Like, I don't know where I'm gonna be in a year. And I just wrote what first came to my mind and that was it. And never thought twice that we would honestly be here with everything that we have going on in our lives.
No, neither did I, but I'll tell you, I know that when I initially showed you, you definitely thought I was out there. But when me and you talked about it again come January, after our youngest was born, and we were able to settle in and get into a nice comfortable groove.
And I think it's always been your thing of wanting land eventually, but we were not thinking or anticipating that it would be an actual apple orchard. But when you showed me the property, I was like, you were like, oh, there's apple trees. And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, no, I just remember the first time, you know, obviously going there was, you know, it was in the middle of winter, and you were like, hey, just call Karen, you know, just see if you want to go see it, because I've been bothering her about it. And she was like, okay.
Yeah, so Justin actually went out first to see the land, and I didn't even see it yet. And then after that, he gave the A-okay, you have to see this. So I set up time to actually go out and look at the land. And yeah. I think just we both knew, like, right when we set foot on that property, we just felt it, like, we wanted this.
It was something special. And then once we realized that was something that we wanted, we, you know, talked to our realtor and was like, what's our next step? Because we have no idea. It's not buying a house. It's not putting a number in. Like, what's our next step? Where do we go from here? We were still questioning if we were going to do this when we put in our offer. You know, we didn't, I don't think, realized how much we wanted it or how much it was going to
change our lives.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. How much it's gonna change our lives and how much it has.
But when we found the orchard, we knew right away. We knew that we wanted it. But wanting it and getting it was totally two different stories for us.
Yeah, it was a waiting game. It was a lot of different situations that you would never be in. Having phone calls with the seller to try to understand what they're looking for and what we're doing. I don't think anybody ever really talks to their seller when you're buying a house.
So when we both saw the land, we loved it. We had lots of signs when we were there. We had eagles flying over our heads. There was just that pure joy moment that we were talking about in our first episode when we were walking the land in the middle of winter. And then that led us to, okay, what's next? Let's make an offer. So we reached out to our realtor, Karen, and we were going to put in an offer. And I think the land they weren't ready to put in an offer.
Yeah, it's much different. So it was definitely a different process than when we purchased our house. So it was, we put in an offer, but I don't even remember how it went through, how we got to the point where we are.
Yeah, we put in an offer and it was kind of a waiting game then too. I think it wasn't like an offer and it got accepted. I think we waited, what, 3 months after from when we put in an offer. And then we had calls with other people that were interested. We had a call with the sellers.
We were on a phone conference call with four other possible buyers. And it was, yeah, it was different. It was definitely an interesting process. And then finally, once we put a offer in, and it wasn't an accepted. It was more of a, we'll have a sit down and talk and see what your guys' plans were with this property. So we actually ended up having a conference call with the sellers, and on there was a couple of developers and we kind
other of people that were interested. There was about what, four other people on that call?
Yeah, four or five people on that call. And that was getting us all the information that we needed to know to get into it. Yeah, no, it was definitely very nice to have that conversation, and then we actually put in an offer after that.
Yeah, it was nice to get our questions answered going into it. I mean, we still kind of had no idea what we were getting ourselves into, and we were up against these developers and other folks for the land, which was kind of intimidating, but we just took small steps forward and just led with the mindset, if it works out, it works out. It's meant to be. And
yeah, and that's what kind of got us in the right direction, was if it works out, it will be what it will be. From that point, we basically had our offer accepted. There was a lot of wording and a lot of processing that we needed to get through, I believe, to get to a signed agreement on everything from there. And then it was a waiting game, because we were trying for different avenues. We had, obviously, your standard purchasing property 20% down type loan, and then there was working with the USDA, which could have, you know, made it a little bit easier on us for a first-time farm buyer.
Yeah, so once our offer got accepted, we were just trying to find the finances to actually go through with this, because we originally put our offer in with a contingency that we would get a down payment from the USDA.
Yeah, I think we put the offer in with hopes and dreams.
Yeah, we had no idea where the finances were coming from, to be honest. We were just taking these steps forward and hoping the USDA loan would work out. And I think that was a pivotal moment in this whole thing. That was our test when we got denied the A loan.
Yeah, we got denied because we don't have farmer's experience.
We had to sit down and really look at the numbers together, and there was no version of this that wasn't risky. The sellers accepted our offer with the contingency that we would get the USDA loan for the down payment, and that was a long process. The USDA takes a while. We were waiting on that. We're trying to be patient, but there was a lot riding on that decision of getting approved, and we got the news that we were actually denied.
Yeah, so we found out that we were denied the week or a week and a half before our original closing date from the USDA, which took almost, you know, 3 months to get us to that point. So at that point, we were in hurry up offense. We did have a plan moving forward with that, obviously, if it did not go through, but it's kind of one of those, you get shocked. It was a shock and awe moment.
Yeah, and then we started talking about dipping into our savings. We were looking at all loan options, and let's just be real, betting on ourselves in a way that we've really never done before. Like, we really took a risk here. We have a lot of expenses, and to just take that risk and drain our account on top of everything else was like, you have to believe in yourself a shit ton.
No, you definitely have to believe in yourself.
It was kind of like an all-in in poker. We put our poker faces on and we're like, let's do it.
Yeah, it's believing in yourself and also believing in your partner. You know what I mean? Like, every time that I had a little bit of doubt, she was always there to push me, and we got this. Just remember, this is just another test. This is just another thing, another hurdle. Here we go. And
yeah, and everything works out for your own good. Like, getting denied that loan is just a pivot in our plan. We had a backup plan. We had this figured out, kind of together, working through the next steps. But everything that doesn't work out, we looked at it as a positive.
And you have to. You have to look at it as a positive. You know, anything that has gone wrong for the right reason.
And once our offer actually got accepted, we were like, okay, we're in. But no, that's really when the waiting game began. It felt like the universe was constantly just asking us, are you sure you want this? And in the mix of it, we were renting this property. We were waiting. We couldn't start fixing things.
We were able to maintain the orchard, though. That was the main thing. Like, we were able to start the process of cleaning and helping and saving what is possible. For me, the scariest part wasn't just the money. It was knowing that if it went wrong, we couldn't just quietly back out. We already told people.
Yeah, we told a lot of people. And then we posted it and we said, there's no going back.
And then you start picturing your life there, you know? Like, picturing how you want your life to be and how our life is going to be. And that's that was a big fear. If you say, hey, I'm buying an orchard and I'm working on this, and here we are 6 months later and people are like, where's the orchard?
At the end of the day, we're really putting our everything into this. Not just money, but our time, our energy.
Yeah, no, this is our future plans. We are trying to make it a place where everybody feels something. Happiness, comfort, calming.
Yeah, we're excited for the future and what it's going to bring. There was no more safety net. We took the leap and we're here. We are now the net.
Yeah. And we are also believing in ourselves, and we know we're gonna get there, and here we are.
I think we both realized that the waiting, all the uncertainty, the risks, that was part of the commitment. And maybe that's why this orchard means so much to us now, because we know what it took to actually get here. But were there moments that you ever thought to yourself that you were kind of going to give up, like, oh, this wasn't going to work?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And then you snap back and you're like, you can't think that way. You have to have that positive thought. And that's something that you've said.
What kept you going?
What kept me going? Just, honestly, the enjoyment of farming. The enjoyment of actually making the place look the way it did, and the way the kids enjoyed playing and eating all the fresh fruit, and just the happiness of almost everybody that ended up showing up in having something or getting something from us, and just the pure joy of them saying thank you for bringing this back to us.
I mean, this journey definitely took a lot of patience, and it definitely taught me a lot, because I think throughout my whole yoga teacher training and stuff, I learned a lot there too of patience, trusting the universe, everything will work out when it's supposed to. But I mean, with this big thing, you kind of just want things to move fast and just be yours and it to be official. But it took patience and it took everything to perfectly align to get to where we are.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think our family was a huge support during this wait, because when things fell through, they kept us going. They pitched in. I know at first my mom thought we were absolutely insane and wasn't on board, and I think she finally came around and...
No, she still thinks I'm insane.
Well, you, yes. But
she's definitely on board. Yeah. She's
and definitely she definitely helped us out along the way to get to where we are, which I think we're thankful for her.
Oh, 100% we're thankful. Thankful for everybody that's been there and will be there for us along this way.
All right, let's talk about the actual close. We finally got to that moment, and I think it didn't feel real to us. Because it got extended, what, how many times? 4?
Yeah, no, it was... Yes, so it got extended from early July to early August to late August to a day after our late August.
We finally, after all the wait, got to the closing date. We were sitting in the office. We signed those papers. And we were officially the owners of... Monarch Orchards.
Yeah, unbelievable feeling.
It was exciting. I mean, we were ready to celebrate. We were ready to share the news with you all.
I am very happy.
Yeah, after we signed those papers, we headed to the orchard. We just wanted to celebrate on the land.
Yeah.
And just...
I think soak in that moment. I think that was what I was looking for, was...
All the hard work was worth it right when we got to the land and it finally felt like ours.
Yeah, you know, definitely a relief, and here we are.
All right, we rambled a lot. We have no idea what we talked about. I have a lot of editing to do, but... We hope you enjoyed our second episode. Hopefully we were a little less nervous.
Also, it won't be as long in between episodes. This was a lot of pressure from a lot of things leading up to where we are today with the close, and it is officially ours.
So we will keep you updated along the way on our next steps, our future plans, and what we'll be doing at the orchard. So until next time.